And there were places that had an outside place that they kept the milk on shelves, with big doors to it. And being outside, it was ventilated well, and kept it out of the rays of the sun. It's in a shady place where the wind could blow, and the milk would sour overnight, you know.
What was that place called that had the shelves?
Well, I'll have to think of it in a minute.
Okay.
Agnes?
Faith.
What?
A Faith one.
A what?
A Faith, S-A-F-E.
Yeah, safe.
Safe. Was there a place where you stored potatoes and turnips?
We didn't try to keep many potatoes in this country. We kept sweet potatoes. We didn't raise too many. We raised some Irish potatoes, but we generally dug them and ate them when they were fresh, you know, graveled them as we needed them out of the garden. But sweet potatoes now were put in a pump. You pile the potatoes up, you dug your potatoes and let them spread out and let them kind of dry out on a gallery or some dry place. And till a lot of the moisture, percentage-wise, in the potato was evaporated out by the elements, the atmosphere. Kept it in a dry place. Then you put those potatoes out in the yard and pile them up in a pile and put some dry straw. Well, you could put the dry straw down maybe at first to keep them off the ground. Put potatoes on that, and then you took corn stalks and stood them up on the ends and led them toward the center and made a kind of a like an Indian's wigwam, ran to a point at the top, and then you put some straw and stuff, kind of stretched it out on it so it would drain. And you put a considerable amount of that so the moisture, so that the elements, the rains and things, wouldn't seep down through and get to the potatoes.
Was that place called anything in particular?
Potato pump. Then when you want potatoes, you go out there to one second place, you leave a second place where you can go into it and get the potatoes out that you want to use and then cover it back up.
What would people around here grow in their gardens?
Well, they grew cabbage and peas and beans, snap beans, pole beans, tomatoes, potatoes, Irish potatoes. Beets, carrots, greens of all kinds, mustard greens. That's about all.
Did you grow onions?
What is that?
Onions.
Oh, yes, onions. Yes, onions.
Did you grow this small variety of tomatoes that get much bigger?
Tomatoes, they call them. Well, there's something. Yeah, we had them. They were kind of native to this country. They grew wild in the cotton fields sometimes. Niggas chopping out that cotton would leave a tomato vine and let it make tomatoes in the cotton patch. Of course, the people who, the boss of the place, didn't like for them to leave those things because they let grass grow around them and that'd make a grassy place in the field. But they'd leave them anyway. Sometimes they'd leave a watermelon vine. They did grow when they make watermelons in the cotton patch.
Did you have a name for a crop that came up even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer crop.
Were there any other types of melons that you could grow around?
Yeah, I grew cantaloupes, quill melons,